Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Anthony Mills.
Hi, Anthony, how are you today?
All right.
Okay. My name is Shireen, and I'll be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And were you or a loved one
I
diagnosed with
mean,
non-
I haven't.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
I was, yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And do you by chance know the
Thank
specific
you.
type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you have?
Non-Hodgkin's leukemia.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Non-Hodgkin's leukemia, lymphoma, I'm sorry.
Okay, but do you know the specific type or no?
Stage one, I'm sorry. Stage
Okay,
one.
do you know the exact subtype is what I'm asking. So there's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, but there's a bunch of certain subtypes that fall under non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Do you happen to know the
Oh,
subtype? B cell?
B cell.
Is it
Yeah.
diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. And then you have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No, just this one. 2013, I got diagnosed.
Okay. And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
What month in 2015 were you diagnosed?
September.
September. Okay, did you spray Roundup at home or at
Yes.
work?
At home.
Okay. And what was that home address of where you used it?
5635 Cobalt Creek Trail, Katy, Texas, 77449.
So I have 5635 Cobalt Creek Trail in Katy, Texas. Zip code 77449.
Yes.
And did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup that you recall at the moment?
No.
And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
Two thousand. Oh, let's see. I'm 52 now, so 42.
Okay.
10 years ago.
Okay. And how many years did you spray Roundup for?
10 years.
10 years. And the have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or
Yes.
more in your lifetime?
Yeah, once a week in those 10 years.
Okay. And the phone you're speaking on, is this a smartphone
Smartphone.
landline? Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and the following questions are going to be based off your past or present medical history. These are going to be yes or no's. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
Have you ever had lupus, Epstein-Barr, hepatitis B, or an organ transplant?
No.
Have you ever had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
And do you have a family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And can you spell your first name for me?
A N T H O N Y
And your last name?
Mills, MILLS.
And do you have a suffix in your name, such as junior, senior, the second, third?
No.
Okay, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
Are you currently married?
No.
Okay. And can I get your date of birth?
5/6/1972.
And can I get your social?
3/6/6/74/12/95.
You said 1295, correct?
Yes.
And can I get your height and weight?
5/8/156.
And your email?
ONEWAYDOG, 3@Yahoo.
Okay. And the phone number I have for you is 346-546-9292.
Yes.
Is this your cell, your home, or both?
Both.
Okay. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer?
The internet.
The internet. And then what date did you first become aware
yes.
that your injury may have been related to Roundup, if you had to estimate like a month and year?
That would have been February 2015.
Okay. And then how many times a year would you say that you use Roundup for?
I used it once a week.
And how many months out of the year did you use Roundup for? Was it every
I
week
would
out of the
say,
year?
Yes.
Okay, so about 52 times a year, is that correct?
Yes.
And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And then approximately what month and year did you start spraying Roundup?
In February.
February of what year?
February 2015.
Is that when you started or you stopped spraying?
That's when I started it. I stopped in 2020. That's when I stopped.
And then can you confirm when you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I was diagnosed 2015, September.
Okay. I just want to make sure I have this correct. So you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma roughly around September of 2015? Correct?
Yes.
Okay. And
yes.
You found out that there was a connection between the two also in February 2015?
Yes.
Okay. And you started spraying?
Well, I was diagnosed in September 2015.
So you started using Roundup 7 months before?
Yes.
And you continued
well,
to use
no,
it?
Well, no, I'm sorry. I'm getting the days mixed up. It's been so long.
Okay.
So I started it in March. I started using the weed killer March of 2000.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I had it
and
correct.
Then I stopped once I found out about all the side effects and everything.
So February of 2015? Okay. So you sprayed it for roughly around 15 years, is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so not 10 years because you told me 10 years before. So did you want me to put down 10 or 15?
Yeah, I used it for 11 years. Let's say that.
11 years?
I started, yeah. Yeah.
So does that mean
you
started using it in 2004 or 2000?
I started using it in 2000.
Okay,
so
that
maybe it was 15, yeah.
Okay.
It's about
I just want
15,
to make
right?
sure we the
15.
timeline is correct
Awesome.
before moving forward. Okay.
So yeah, actually, it would be 50. It'd be 15 years because
Okay.
it was 2000, and then I went to 2015. So once you do the math, yeah, it's 15 years.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm you sprayed in the state of Texas.
Yes.
And where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied?
My front and backyard.
And what was your exposure? Occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
Okay. And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it by directly spraying at home?
Yes.
And did you personally spray Roundup yourselves?
Yes.
And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
Yes.
Okay, and how many exposures to Roundup would you say that you've had in your lifetime? You did tell me that you sprayed once a week every year, and you sprayed for roughly around 15 years, so that would bring it to about 780 exposures. Does that sound correct, or is it less than that or more than that?
That sounds about correct. I would do the math, but that sounds about correct.
Okay, and do you get your water from a well, yes or no?
No,
Have you
just
ever been
regular
ex
water system.
Okay, have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
Concentrate.
Okay, and what store did you purchase the Roundup from?
Home Depot.
Home Depot. And do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases?
I say no, I don't think I kept any receipts.
Okay, and do you have any Roundup in your possession currently?
No.
Okay, the attorneys do ask if you do find anything, just do not destroy or tamper with it because it will help you with your case, okay?
Okay.
And have you ever smoked, yes or no?
No.
Okay, have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
Yes, one lawsuit years ago.
Okay, what year and what was the lawsuit?
That was 2016. It was a chemical burn.
Okay, and have you filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay, are you currently employed?
No, I'm retired.
Okay, have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No.
And other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay, and do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes, my the records at the hospital.
Okay. And then, can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Her first name is Kalty. Last name is Baker, Baker.
And what facility?
Herman Memorial.
That in Houston?
I'm sorry, Herman. Yeah, Herman Methodist West Hospital. I'm sorry.
Is this
Houston
where you
Methodist West Hospital.
Houston? Okay, is this where you were also treated?
Yes.
And is it the same doctor that treated you?
Yes.
And do you have a phone number for the doctor, or did you want me to pull one from Google?
Pull it from Google. I don't
Okay.
have it. I got the address if you want it.
Okay. I have the address for the doctor at 6560 Fannin Street in Houston, Texas, zip code 77030.
No, the address is 18500 Katy Freeway, 77094.
Okay, I have that address as well. 18500 Katy Freeway in Houston, Texas. Zip code 77094.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and what date did you start your treatment? Was it like right after you were diagnosed? Couple months after?
Little bit right after. See, I was diagnosed in 2015. Yeah, September 2015.
Was it like
I
the middle
remember
of
the
the month
diagnosis.
or
Yeah.
beginning of the month, the end of the month?
I want to say around the beginning.
Okay. And then what kind of treatment did you do?
I did chemotherapy. Chemotherapy, and then they gave me some meds and antibiotics through the IV for the chemo.
Okay, anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. And then the phone number I have for your doctor is 713-797-0466. Does that sound correct?
Yes, I think it is. I don't have a card in front of me.
Okay. That's the phone number that I pulled from Google for Kelty Baker. Does that sound correct?
Yeah, that
Okay.
sounds about right.
Okay, and then how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Just haven't been pretty much the same. I can't do a lot of activities. My condition of life has just changed from what I used to be.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I do want to thank you so much for sharing that with me. I know it's not easy to talk about. So we just have two more things we need to go over. Can I get your current full address, please?
5635 Cobalt Creek Trail,
It's the same
Katy,
address.
Texas, 77. Yes.
Same address as before. Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Doesn't.
Okay, and do we have permission to contact this person if needed?
Yes.
And who is this person to you?
Daughter.
Can I get your daughter's phone number?
Yes, 313-736-2799.
And can I get your daughter's first and last name, please?
First name TEAIA, last name Mills, MILLS.
Okay. All right, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to review the information with you very quickly. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay? So you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma approximately around September 1st, 2015. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself and you sprayed Roundup at home at the address of 5635 Cobar Creek Trail in Katy, Texas, zip code 77449. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around 15 years. Your first name is Anthony, spelled Anthony, last name Mills, Mills. Date of birth, May 6, 1972. Social is 366-74-1295. Your height and weight is 5'8", 156 pounds. Your email is onewaydog, the number 3, at yahoo.com. And I have your phone number as 346-546-9292. You sprayed Roundup roughly around 52 times a year. You started spraying roughly around March 1st, 2000, and stopped spraying around February 1st, 2015. You sprayed residentially, front and backyard in Texas. You were directly exposed and you did spray Roundup yourself. You've had roughly around 780 exposures to Roundup in your lifetime. You purchased a concentrate and you purchased it from Home Depot. In regards to other lawsuits, you filed a claim for a chemical burn back in 2016. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as Dr. Kelty Baker. You were diagnosed and treated at Houston Methodist West Hospital, located at 18500 Katy Freeway in Houston, Texas, zip code 77094. Phone number I have for the doctor is 713-797-0466. You did chemotherapy for treatment as well as medication and antibiotics, and your treatment started roughly around September 1st, 2015. I have your current address is 5635 Cobar Creek Trail in Katy, Texas, zip code 77449. And I have your emergency contact as your daughter who does not live with you. Her phone number is 313-736-2799, and I have her first name as T-E-A-I-A, last name Mills, M-I-L-L-S. Does that everything sound correct? Would you like me to change anything?
No, everything's all right.
All right, so our system's generating the documents. It's going to send you a text right now. I just need a couple signatures from you. Should take about a minute or so. I do want to say, Anthony, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so much for your time. I know it's not easy to talk about, so I do want to thank you for sharing everything that you shared with me.
Yes, no problem.
Of course. You should have gotten a text right now from a DocuSign. Do you see it?
I'd say, yeah, I got it.
Okay, perfect. Message.
So let's see, message. Prepare to reply. Help stop. Okay.
Yeah, so click on the link and then it's going to ask you to sign. DocuSign.
Okay.
And then you're just going to follow the instructions. It's going to say start. And then it's going to prompt you to sign. And then once you're done, you'll hit finish. In the meantime, I'm also going to send you a text from my direct line. So if you need anything at all, that's going to be my main point of contact. Once these documents are signed, the attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours or 5 to 10 business days, depending on how busy they are. They just need to verify the case with you, but it should take about 5 or 10 5 minutes of your time. They're pretty quick in regards to verifying the case with you. And then once they speak to you, they'll get started on your case. With that being said, if they don't speak to you, they won't be able to get started. So just keep that in mind and just be on the lookout for their call, okay?
Okay.
And then if you have any questions regarding the documents, let me know.
I think I got them all to sign.
Okay, let me check on my end.
Yeah, that says we're done.
Okay, so yes, I got them. So what it's going to do is it's going to email you a copy. Again, Anthony, if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. Again, I do want to thank you for your time, and it was a pleasure speaking with you, and I'm wishing nothing but the best for you and your family, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.